all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I'm trying not to be angry about this, but I am. Okay.
Breathe it out.
If you have the time to write the general manager of my company a complaint email about me, and then it's not even me that said it.
Right, it's inaccurate.
It's inaccurate. Mm-hmm. And then I tell you, no, I'm sorry, I would never say that on
you
the air.
You respond in kind and nicely, professionally, and you explain the situation.
That's all I need to know about you, and you never respond back. This has happened to me, and this is strange. Like, I don't know if I have a radio morning show doppelganger out there somewhere, but three times in the last 2 months, somebody has sent, different people have sent angry emails to our big bosses.
About something terrible I said. Right.
And every single time, it wasn't me.
I mean, everybody knows if there's something terrible to be said on this show, it's going to be said by Christian.
Right. Yes, clearly. Right. Clearly.
But it's like, and the things that they're accusing me of saying, I'm like, I don't even know what morning show you're listening to.
Right. They're out of character for anybody.
Right. Like, who would say those things?
Right.
You know? It's just so strange to me. Last night, I got that email, and I'm standing over my stove, and my eyes popped out of my head. I go, if you listen to the show with any regularity, you know I would never say that.
Right.
And burn my Rice-A-Roni.
Burn your Rice-A-Roni. If you listen, I thought you were going to say, if you listen to the show with any regularity, you know that you would not burn your dinner. and therefore, it would be going on. Yeah.
I'm so mad about it. Yeah. And then I respond back, and I'm like, listen, we podcast everything. You don't believe me. Go listen to the shows that you think you're listening to.
Right. Check it out. Right.
No response. Nothing. I don't understand. Three times in 2 months, it's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be nicer.
Yeah. If I say something wrong, I will own up to it and I will apologize if I'm wrong. But don't accuse me of saying things I never said.
Behind the scenes here, I'll tell you right now, is that when one of us says something that goes a little bit too far, when we turn it off, like, we know. You know, one of them usually goes, okay. Right.
And I know I nip it in the bud and I send an email to the bosses to give them a heads up.
Immediately. Right. We all know that feeling. We realize that moment. I've got one for you here. If you've already given up on getting the chemicals right in your pool and it's not even Memorial Day weekend yet, that's all I need to know about you.
Is that you?
Oh, yeah. That's I got a sample bottle right now in my car right now. I got to take it to a store, just have them analyze this. Mm-hmm. Give me what I need to use to blah, 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 put in this thing. Charge me whatever you want. That's basically how it works. Okay. I've already given up. So I had a plan of getting it all right this year. You know, new liner, everything all set, blah, blah, blah. I've already given up.
Wow.
All right. Well, it's a little bit. It's not even Memorial Day
yet. I feel defeated. The pool water has beat me. I just want to get in there and make sure people don't melt when they jump in the pool.
That's the thing. Like, how strong like to be are clear. These chemicals? Are they just going to dip a finger in, it's just going to come out nothing but bone?
Smell nice. You know, whatever. I'm just dumping thing after thing. I think it's just going to turn white or something. It's just going to be terrible.
You seem strange. Okay. Here's a question.
It's a real thing.
Swimming in his pool. If you drive down the Merritt Parkway with your foot hanging out the driver's side window, that's all I need to know about you.
A lot of people do this.
Why?
I don't understand it, but a lot of people do it.
I know it's nice out, but stop.
You know, I've tried this before. I can't get my leg up. It won't go up that far.
No, I'll pull a hammy. No, you need an AC charge. They're just running hot.
1-800-330-9999 if you want to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's been recently brought to my attention that our Wikipedia page does not mention a single thing about us.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. How often do you really Google or Wikipedia yourself and pull up your information? You figure, I'm cool and the whole world knows it.
Right, I only do it like once a week.
You have Googled Anna's app hot. I have seen that.
Wow. It's because if you Google Anna Zapp, you see what like the five searches are, and one of them was hot. I'm like, listen, maybe 5 years ago.
Let me click on that. Let me click on that. See the results.
Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. So our Wikipedia page is so amazingly out of date that we thought we would have producer Christian be in charge of updating it. Yes. So Christian's been doing some research, I believe, over the last 48 hours, and you've come up with some bullet points of what you're going to change. Raven and I will see if we approve. Right. Go ahead.
Okay. So first off, Star 99.9 doesn't play jazz music, beautiful music, or anything like easy listening.
That's right.
It's the newest music from the biggest artists.
Right.
We're going to keep... So
wait a minute. Are you going to say it just like that? Because now you're making upset the people that love jazz and stuff like that.
But we don't play jazz.
I know that, but we want to make friends with everybody. So that's what I'm saying.
We can't lie and say we play easy listening.
No, I'm not saying that we
do. We throw a jazz track in there.
Right.
Again. Just be like, listen, this is what we play, but we also think it's okay that you listen to those other things.
Right. We don't shame
you. Try and say it nicely.
Yeah, we don't shame you for loving Kenny G,
right.
But...
Try and say it nicely.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. In 2015, the crown jewel of the radio station was formed when Anna Zapp a master of public speaking and comedy, teamed up with Jay Raven, a fast-talking morning personality from up north, to perform the Anna and Raven Show.
Why did he go Old English on that there? Because I was from north of here?
No.
Was it Jon Snow?
You guys are the crown jewel.
Is it Jon Snow? Well, I like the word crown
jewel.
You're
a big deal.
I see your face. You look like you smell something.
No, I don't.
You smell something.
Right, but I've
Your nose is curling. You're famous.
But I've hosted this show since 2012.
Listen, nothing exists before I arrived.
What?
You killed those other three morning hosts. Do you want to go to prison?
I did not kill them.
Do you want to go to prison?
I'm
trying to help you.
We'll discuss that off the air.
Okay. Yep. So it sounds like Anna would like a... We want to make sure that there is a large section about how Anna rose up through the ranks of the business. Okay. And she needs her story told. Also, we're going to need a section on her realty background. Also, we'll need a section on her teaching background and her comedy background.
Thank you.
Did I miss anything?
No, but we'll go over each of those in great depth today.
There will be an outline. Give me your next bullet point, please, now that I've saved your life.
Sure. In 2017, the addition of a young and vibrant producer named Christian.
You know, I still actually hold my realtor's license. Well. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go again. That's okay.
I'm having fun. Now I'm indulging myself here.
That's true. That is true.
Unbelievable.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes. In 2017, the addition of a young and vibrant producer named Christian brought the station to new heights.
Oh!
His youthful perspective and lifeblood helped get the station nominated for a Marconi. It's Wikipedia. People can embellish the truth
Christian
a little bit.
Christian thinks that it was him that got us a Marconi.
All right. What else do you have?
Wait, if you're listening, I should explain. I'm sorry. A Marconi is the equivalent of an Oscar. It's the biggest
in
thing
our
you can get in radio.
Biggest thing in radio.
We were nominated. We didn't win, but it's an honor to be nominated.
All right, humble brag. All right. Do you have any more bullet points?
I do. This incredible trio... with Christian on middays.
Oh, my gosh. What's happening here?
In the morning.
I really envisioned this differently. Okay.
Under the guidance of afternoon host and boss Kevin Begley, who is always happy all of the time.
Fact.
Accurate.
Dominated Connecticut and will continue to do so.
All right.
He needs some work on you.
He's got to work more on you.
And then you're going to create my Wikipedia page.
Right. I will also have some notes for you.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you can start working on it. Sounds good. Sounds like a good start.
Okay, good.
All right. If you believe the rumors, a study has been done about building a monorail down the middle of the Merritt Parkway. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So as folklore has it, in the mid-80s, Raven, the Connecticut Department of Transportation asked Sikorsky Airport if a monorail could be built and a plan was submitted. And the big problem was where would they put the stations and the necessary parking? Now, here's the part that's crazy. Neither the Connecticut Department of Transportation or Sikorsky have any record of this, but if you look at old newspaper articles back to the 80s, the Stanford Advocate and all that, actually do talk about it.
Oh, my gosh.
And that they try to figure this out, if it's going to happen or not.
An alien conspiracy right here. Side question. Folklore. Folklore used for something that was come up with in the 80s or the 1800s?
Well, that's
feels
both.
Like 1800s.
Well, there was not monorails in the 1800s, but you know where there is a monorail? Disney World.
Oh, snap. Las Vegas, too. Nobody rides it. It's
right.
A ghost monorail.
Yeah. How cool would it be if there was a monorail in the Merritt Parkway? The Merritt monorail?
It would be fun because they're quick and they're relatively quiet and efficient, that type of thing. It would also be fun to see a steam train.
No. No, we need a monorail.
Now we're
going back to 1800s. Talk about
stagecoach.
Right?
It would be great because you know something? As soon as there's any nice day out there, they do the tree cutting on the Merritt, and it makes my whole ride in or home miserable.
Right.
I believe that they choose the nicest days of the year, and they're like, oh, wait, let's go cut trees on the pretty highway today.
Uh-huh.
Tell me I'm wrong, highway people. Tell me I'm wrong. I think you're doing it.
So in the articles, they said that it was a $700 million monorail that was proposed to go down the median of the Merritt Parkway from Greenwich to Trumbull as an alternative. And a Bridgeport developer said that would be a better option than widening the parkway to 8 lanes or creating a double-decker 95.
They'll never do that for the parkway. It's historical. They can't do that as I know. It's not going to happen.
This is America, Raven.
All right? It's not going to happen, Anna Zapp.
But let's pretend that all of a sudden now they have agreed to build the Merritt monorail, which sounds fantastic.
Yep.
Okay? What 3 stops would your Merritt monorail take? It could be anywhere in Connecticut, Merritt.
Let me put my mind on it here. Oh, it's a magic land, Anna Zapp, and I say it's going to stop at my house, it's going to stop at work, and it's going to stop at BJ's because you know I love to buy in bulk. I'm not going to need a train. What a boring monorail. No, but listen. I'm not going to want the train station right in front of my house, because you know that when you go in a train station, I don't care how nice it is, it always smells a little bit like urine. And then there's always a puddle. Doesn't matter how hot it's been out for like a week or whatever.
Where are you getting out of a train?
A train station area, and you're like, is that urine?
But it's a monorail. It's different. It's not a train station. It's a monorail.
I mean, you still have to enter the monorail at some point.
Been to Disney World?
Enter the monorail.
You have to enter a monorail. There is a station, a boarding area to get on the monorail. That is called the train station.
If I was going to create three stops on my monorail, right, it would go to Mohegan Sun. Because how annoying.
That would be nice.
Right, because think about all the great shows that we love to see at Mohegan. Wouldn't it be great to just get on the monorail and go?
I would like to just get on the monorail and end up at the high card flush table would be fine with me. Mm-hmm. But okay, you go to the show.
And then Mystic Aquarium, so I could go see my BFF, the beluga whale.
Beluga.
You know.
Represent.
Connecticut.
Represent. Well, you think that beluga's been there for us.
Right.
God, I hope there's a beluga there.
There's a beluga whale.
Okay, good.
I've been researching, so I might go this weekend.
And I should take selfies.
Okay, yeah. good. Yep.
And then South Norwalk, so I could like go to my favorite like bar, have a drink, and then be like, do you want to see the whale or do you want to go see a show at Mohegan?
Two options.
Yep.
How would you get home?
Well, I would call an Uber.
Okay. And they would drop you off at the train station that has a puddle monorail. That might be urine. I understand.
Oh, man.
Right.
You know what? This article is fascinating. Do you know the Disney monorail? It can only go up to 55 miles per hour, but it only averages 40 miles per hour. It would take forever.
Why are they lazy?
Wow. Right, it's so
what's going
slow.
On with that other 15 miles per hour?
You would get to Mohegan in like three days.
Right. It's like, you want to go to Mohegan? I hope that show starts tomorrow.
Yeah, leave
right.
on Wednesday for a Friday show.
We're going to put this article up on our Facebook page. You can search Anna and Raven. It's fascinating. You can read it for yourself and let us know what three stops does your Merritt monorail take.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not parents.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
That's right. If you ever need life advice, you could always email my 10-year-old daughter, Hayden. She has no real qualifications to give advice, but she always does it happily.
Yeah, there's no copay or anything like that. So, yep. I mean, that's a big plus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Hayden, today's email says, Dear Hayden, next year I start fifth grade and I'm nervous. My best friend is moving schools next year, so it will be hard to make new friends that are in my homeroom. What should I do? And assign Celia. What do you think?
Since you're going to a new grade without your best friend, you should try making some new friends early so then you have some friends going into fifth grade. Maybe there are some girls in your class that you may know. You can get to know them better over the summer, and then you can become best friends at the beginning of the school year next year. Plus, just be nice to everybody and, you know, you'll make best friends. And just because your best friend is moving doesn't mean she can't be your best friend still. You just need to talk to each other on the phone. A lot of my good friends don't go to my school, so I have separate play dates and talk to them.
You know, have you ever had to have a best friend move?
It's tough.
It is.
Yes.
It is heartbreaking because, you know, you have your other friends, but your best friend is like your backup when you go
right.
to school.
Well,
when they leave school, man, that is
tough. You're confident with them. You're comfortable with them.
Right.
They understand you. They know the history, that type of thing. And you feel like they're always going to embrace anything that you do. The best thing that ever happened to me was when I moved in fourth grade to another town. I really, that was the best thing that happened to me. But the reverse is a scary premise.
Yeah, I know. I can't imagine having like my friends and then all of a sudden one of them is gone that I really rely on. It's mm-hmm. got to be really tough for somebody that's young.
Yeah.
But you got to smile and be friendly. And I think Hayden put it well. Hayden's actually interesting because a lot of her best friends, she has like, you know, one or two best friends at her school, but her good friends don't go to her school.
Mm-hmm.
So I always think it's interesting that she's just always more excited to see them because mm-hmm. she doesn't get to see them as often as she sees the other kids.
Well, as parents, of course, make sure that we're making our kids be happy, healthy, and friendly to people, everybody around them, right? I mean, we're all on the same journey.
Look at
right?
us. So be Look at nice. Us being educational today.
Be nice to
yeah.
each other.
Be nice
you know?
To
There's
each other.
Always room for us all to be bigger people.
Yep.
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden at star999.com. Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N at star999.com. See you next week.
What is the furthest you've ever driven on a road trip? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven, Star 99.9. Turns out that according to a new survey, flying is now the least favorite way to travel, and the average person would rather drive anywhere within 6.5 hours to avoid getting on a plane.
I'm in the complete opposite. I used to love to drive, do the road trip thing, driven across this country 4 times, driven to Florida countless times and back, at least 6 times. And now anything over like 1 hour and 45 minutes, for real, I'm ready to get on a plane.
Wow.
You know, I've never been a fan of driving.
Ever since I got my Admirals Club membership, I'm like, yeah.
Well, because you're a snob. And you, it's true. I mean, you fly first class like a waste of money. I don't understand.
Sit at the back of the plane next to the bathroom.
I'm a screwdriver and a half in when you guys are just getting on the flight.
Good.
At this point. And I'm like, get in the back in a row, peasants. I can't wait.
I'm going to close the curtain.
You want to choose to waste your money like that? I'll sit crammed in the back.
It's so
Thank you.
It does change the experience of flying, though. It was the worst thing I ever did was doing it once. That was the worst thing.
But I was thinking about it. Like, longest road trip you've ever taken. And again, you can call us at 1-800-330-9999. It's funny that 6.5 hours is the cutoff, because when something is 6 hours to drive, I'm like, oh, should I drive it? But then the minute it's 7, I'm like, nope, that's too much.
It's over. Right. Yeah. It's a threshold moment. I want a helicopter when I go to Boston at this point. Wow. That's basically the way that I am at this point. I don't know.
You've driven across the country 4 times.
4 times.
I can't imagine anything worse than that, to be honest.
So, and you know my affection for sleeping in my car. So, I mean, anything over at this point.
Says the guy who only flies first class, like a weirdo.
Anything over 2-3 hours.
My Admiral's Club.
So, like, I had a friend who was getting married. And they were talking about a bachelor party. It was going to be up in, like, the Poconos or whatever. And I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, it's two hours and 46 minutes on Google.
So what are you going to fly? Gonna go
I'm like, I might have to pull over and take a nap. Like, I might have to stay over somewhere overnight on the way there because it's too long. I got to break it up.
The furthest I ever drove was to Montreal, and it was a girls' trip for my sister's bachelorette party. And it took us, like, 6.5 hours to get there, which is normal, but I got lost on the way back. And there is nothing worse than being lost and your GPS doesn't know where you are.
Oh, no.
You know?
Another country.
You're just stranded.
Terrifying. You're like, how am I going to get home?
Upstate New York. It's upstate New York. It's just back roads and I'm just lost. It took us 8.5 hours to get home. Sometimes
in
traffic.
You would fly next time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing is up near Albany and all that, it's just depressing, man. It's a terrible drive. And the sky is always gray. I don't care what's happening.
Okay.
It's always
snow on the ground.
1-800-330-9999. What is the furthest you've ever driven on a road trip, and would you do it again? Give us a call now.
I'll let you borrow my Admiral's Club card if you want.
No. Waste of money.
Mixed nuts. They'll make you a Bloody Mary.
I like to sleep in my car.
It's the best.
According to a new survey, the average American will drive 6.5 hours to avoid having to fly. That's like the threshold of how far people will drive. Mm. But our question this morning, 1-800-330-9999, is what is the furthest you've ever driven? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Right now, we're actually on a road trip to Georgia from Boston, and it's 15 hours.
Yeah, that's a long trip, man. And depending on where you're going in Georgia, that last couple hours can be excruciating, because if you're not right up 95, Georgia's big.
Yeah.
Well, you're on it right now, and you just stumbled across our radio station?
Yeah.
That's so fun.
That's awesome.
I know. We're only, like, 2 hours in, and I'm already over it.
Right, yeah.
Are you making any stops along the way, right? You got to go to south of the border and get terrible fireworks, and they only have sparklers at that one.
We're thinking about stopping in New York for a little bit, but that's kind of it. We just want to get there.
Right.
Well, have a safe trip, and we're glad that you're listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You know, the thing about stops is they sound like a great idea when you're doing it, and then you're on the road, and you just want to get there.
You just want to get there.
Even if it's 2 days away, you're just like, no, let's just keep going.
Especially this early, like only 2 hours in. 1-800-330-9999. I want to hear from you. What is the furthest road trip you've ever taken? Flying isn't exactly a pleasant experience at this point. Flights cost more than ever. Service has been questionable. But Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. The question we have for you is, what's the longest road trip you've ever taken? Because according to a new survey, the average American will drive 6.5 hours before getting on a flight.
I'm just saying, you got to go first class. Admiral's Club, lady.
I don't,
mixed nuts.
But I think
really delicious.
Well, Memorial Day weekend coming up, I think a lot of road trips are going on and you're planning for one. And what is too long? 1-800-330-9999. What is the furthest you've ever driven?
Okay, so furthest for me is going to Toronto, Canada.
How
far is Toronto?
It's about 8.5 hours away from Connecticut, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've done that drive when I was little because I have family in Toronto, but we always break it up by stopping in Niagara Falls because conveniently for my parents, there was casinos there.
That's why the waterfall is there. That's right. Why it put itself there.
Right.
That's
to break
right,
up
to
the
make
drive.
Sure. Right, to break up the drive. Would you do it again?
Yes, I'm actually planning on going to visit family in July.
Nice.
Love that poutine.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What's the furthest you've ever driven on a road trip?
17 hours in one day.
17 hours in one day.
Where?
Now, wait a minute. First off, co-pilot. Is it a Snickers bar, a Pepsi, and a pack of Marlboro Reds?
No.
What's your co-pilot on a 17-hour road trip? Shh.
We were driving, actually I was with a boyfriend, we were driving up to Nova Scotia because that's where he was from. We were driving up to Halifax.
Would you ever do that drive again?
No.
See?
No.
It's
no.
awful. 17
no.
hours in one day is like painful. Where's
that boyfriend now too?
He's probably back in Nova Scotia. I have no idea.
Right.
But that was like 13 years ago and mm-hmm. now I'm married with kids. So hell no, I would not take two children on a 17-hour car trip.
Right,
no
right,
way.
Right, right.
Also, that's where we should put all our exes in Nova Scotia.
Right. Take your butt back to Nova Scotia, you yeti looking freak. Right. Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Furthest you've ever driven on a road trip?
I had to go to Jamestown for a wedding with my boyfriend, and the trip took 8 hours. But for us, we stopped every hour, and it took 10 hours.
I mean, you're stopping every hour? What do you need, a pee break? You have the world's smallest bladder? Is it a union thing? I'm just trying to, I want to know.
He said we should take a break every hour so we can just rest and go to the bathroom, get snacks and whatever.
I have my best friend, Danielle. She's the worst one for road trips because it's every hour we have to stop. I'm like, I don't understand.
For snacks and a potty
break.
No,
just for the potty. It's like
crazy.
You're not even drinking any water.
Thank you for the call. But she's had a bunch of kids. Right?
Yeah.
So those kids sat on her bladder.
Yeah.
Now her bladder's tired.
I don't understand.
Those kids are out now. And her bladder's tired, and she's going to indulge that bladder if she needs to.
We go to Vermont like 4 times a year. It's painful. It takes us hours.
When you've got that person riding with you, it is.
It's the worst.
It's difficult. You're just like, you're going to need some sort of empty bottle.
Right.
All right? Over there on your side of the thing. We are not stopping. We are not stopping again.
Did you ever take a road trip with somebody that was hungover? There is nothing. Nothing worse than that.
Yeah.
I don't feel good. We got to pull over. Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I've been that one. Taking a road trip after a Guns N' Roses concert. I did that.
Oh.
That was rough.
1-800-330-9999. We want to know the furthest road trip you ever took.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Erica and Alan joining us together this morning. Erica, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, every time we get pizza, every Friday, this man only tips $3. I think that's unacceptable.
Are we talking takeout? Are we talking delivery? What are we talking about?
Delivery.
Oh.
Well, $3. How much is the pizza?
$15. And I think you should at least tip $5.
Well, first off, I mean, you're getting a $15 pizza. That's a bargain pizza for delivery. In my neighborhood, it's like $20. $20, any cheese pizza.
It's a good question.
To
yeah,
get
exactly.
delivered. How far is this driver coming, and how good is this delivery driver?
Exactly.
He's fine.
Why, I think
he's probably driving, like, what? No more than 10 minutes.
I mean,
it's a $15 pizza.
And it gets there quick and hot?
Yeah.
You ever get any wings, boneless wings, or bone-in, whatever you want? Drinks, garlic bread, anything like that?
What does it have to do with the amount you take?
Just listen to what I'm asking, Anna Zapp.
Okay.
You stay out of it for a minute.
If I were to pay more, I would definitely tip more, but it's $15 pizza. That's
20%.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting I don't think it's based on what you buy, because it doesn't matter if the driver's got to carry an extra bag or an extra pizza. So I think it's like that's a flat fee that you pay for a delivery person. That's the tip that you give.
Back in the day, they're driving the company vehicle, $3, acceptable. Now they're driving their vehicle. I think you got to go $4 or more. I'm a $5 guy with the delivery.
Well, you know what we can do is we can ask our audience what they think. If you're ordering a large cheese and it's $15, do you tip the delivery person one flat rate no matter what they deliver? And is $3 too little? Or should you be tipping more based on more food you get and be giving them more than $3.20%? Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say? It'd be an interesting conversation to see what they think.
Yeah,
I mean, sure. I'm open.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Erica says that her husband is being cheap by only tipping $3 to the delivery guy when he delivers a $15 pizza. He says it's 20%, and that's what he's getting.
Listen, don't you know that this delivery driver is going to be a surgeon, a doctor, a lawyer, maybe even president someday? He's not going to be able to do that if he's hunkered down by his student loans. Dig deeper, man.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
Unless the pizza gets there with the cheese on the side. That's terrible.
I'm on her side. I'm a $5 tipper. And a lot of these kids that deliver pizzas and Chinese food, they don't get paid. They only get whatever they make on tip.
Really? Is that legal?
Yeah. That seems illegal. But, but I'm also a $5 tipper.
Yeah.
That definitely feels illegal.
Thank you very much for the call. I don't know if all places... I mean, my dad owns a pizzeria. We've got a million delivery guys. He pays every single one of them.
I'm not sure that's accurate. Right. I mean, I was a pizza delivery dude, and I made bank.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport couples court on Star. Erica says that her husband, Alan, is super cheap because he only tips $3 on pizza delivery. He says the pizza costs $15. That's 20%. She's like, yeah, but you still got to tip the delivery driver more than that.
I don't know where he's getting his pizza. That's wicked cheap for delivery in my neighborhood. I'm always a $5 guy. And if the order is really big, you got to go larger.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport couples court on Star 99.9. Hey, Tana and Raven.
I'm on the side of tipping more. You have to give at least $5, in my opinion. I mean, back in the 90s, and when we would order a pizza in college, we were broke college kids giving someone $3. You have to tip more money. And listen, I think one of the best things you really can do is, if you're doing a little bit better in life, is take care of the service, take care of people that are delivering food. It's so important to these young guys to make a little extra money. So $3 is definitely not today's number. It's at least $5. And if life has treated you kind, take care of these people.
I feel like you did that was a good monologue, sir. It was very succinct. And thank you very much for summarizing.
I was hoping he'd replace you as my co-host. Okay, next. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, good morning. I am on the wife's side. I agree with Raven. I'm a $5 tipper, and sometimes even a little more, depending on how much stuff the poor guy lugs into the house for us. My motto is, if you're nice to them, they'll be super nice to you.
Right.
And our delivery guy's been known to throw in stuff that we like some garlic bread or some meatballs that he says he just takes.
I love a driver that's willing to commit fraud or larceny for me. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. That goodwill keeps going around in a circle. I'm with your girlfriend.
It does.
There really is nothing better than getting a surprise bonus in your takeout menu,
you
right?
Right. They just gave me fried wontons this past week when I picked up last week at Wang.
That's so awesome.
Thank you, owners of Wang.
See that?
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Erica, our audience agreed with you. $3 is too cheap, Alan. You got to bump it up at least to $5 for delivery.
Alan, how's this kid going to go to college?
I win.
She's going to love this. All right, I'll spend the extra $2.
You're going to feel good about it, all right?
Thank you.
Watch the delivery driver's face change as they now see that it's gone from $3 to $5. You may change their whole outlook, all right? They may all of a sudden stand up straighter. They may drive, more courteous. They may wave on the next person at the four-way stop. No, sir, you go ahead. I'm good. And you started that.
Or they won't even realize it and just get back in the car and go back to work.
Right. Yeah. And then the owner will keep it and be like, yes, dumb driver, yes.
All right, guys, thanks for joining us today. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Alex, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, man.
All right. Here's how it works, Alex. He's on his longest winning streak ever. He's got 40 in a row. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. He can't hear us. He's out in the hallway. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it does go to Raven. But if you could beat him, we'll give you $100 to Little Pub and the ultimate bragging rights that you took him down in the longest win streak. You ready?
I am.
Number 1, Ellen DeGeneres renewed her talk show through 2022. What's the name of her NBC game show?
Ellen Game of Games.
Number 2, all about Aladdin this week with a new movie coming out. Will Smith is the new live-action genie. Who was the voice of the original 1992 genie?
Robin Williams.
Number 3, Coca-Cola is bringing back the new Coke formula for the new season of Stranger Things. What type of bear popularly promotes Coca-Cola?
Polar bear.
Number 4, live in front of a studio audience, Norman Lear's All in the Family and The Jeffersons aired a 90-minute special on ABC. Woody Harrelson was Archie Bunker. Jamie Foxx was George Jefferson. What decade did both those shows begin in?
70s.
And number five, Keanu Reeves bought an ice cream just to get the receipt to sign an autograph for a young fan. How many original flavors did Baskin-Robbins have?
35.
Oh, so close, Alex. All right, hold on. Raven!
Yo, how
Alex,
you?
Alex got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty impressive.
Okay.
Well, you don't seem confident.
No, I wanted him to get that last one.
Okay.
Number one, Ellen DeGeneres renewed her talk show through 2022. What's the name of her NBC game show?
Her game show is Game of Games.
That's right. All right. Alex is still leading 4-1. Number two, All About Aladdin this week with a new movie coming out. Will Smith is a new live-action genie. Who is the voice of the original 1992 genie?
The incomparable Robin Williams.
Fantastic
performance.
All right, Alex, still winning 4-2. Number three, Coca-Cola is bringing back the new Coke formula for the new season of Stranger Things. What type of bear...
That is awesome. You're just telling me this? That's awesome.
Oh, maybe that should have been the question.
That is so awesome.
What type of bear popularly promotes Coca-Cola?
A polar bear.
Polar bear is correct.
And the polar bear babies.
They raise a lot of money for polar bears. Do you know that?
That's good. It's a sad state of affairs, climate change. What's going to happen? Maybe we should buy all the polar bears' boats.
Okay. He's still leading you 4-3. Number four, live in front of a studio audience, Norman Lear's All in the Family and the Jeffersons aired a 90-minute special on ABC. Woody Harrelson was Archie Bunker. Jamie Foxx was George Jefferson. What decade did both shows begin?
I'm just going to take a shot that it was the 70s.
The 70s is correct. You guys are tied at four.
I'm thinking it was right around 78 or something like that.
75. Number five, Keanu Reeves. Well, 70... I think it was
75 is a great year. That's when I was born.
Well, it started with
so awesome.
All in the Family, and then the Jeffersons was a spinoff of that. So that happened a couple years later.
I heard it was great.
Yeah,
I look forward to watching.
I'm going to watch it on demand later on.
Yeah, I heard it was really, really good.
Number five, Keanu Reeves bought an ice cream just to get the receipt to sign an autograph for a young fan.
Yeah.
How many original flavors did Baskin-Robbins have?
Wow. Oh, it's on. Is it on their thing? Okay, I'm going to guess 3 or 31.
Well, I need...
Because I want to know.
I want you to give me a final answer.
31.
31 is correct.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, because I'm smart.
Alex, I'm sorry. He beat you 5-4
today. You want
today.
Me to be dumb, but I'm smart.
No worries. I'm Alex from Stanford, and I can't beat Raven.
Thank you so much for trying. You did such a great job. I don't know what it's going to take me to
Listen,
get these...
it's not that Alex isn't smart. Clearly he is. It's that you're not smart enough.
I guess I'm not. I'll try again tomorrow. Make sure you're listening to the cheat sheet today at 5:30 with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. Running out of ideas.